Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Aerosmith will be back in the saddle again this fall. The veteran rockers, who postponed their Peace Out Farewell tour after only a few shows in September, will return with a 40-date run starting in September 20th in Pittsburgh. The tour is going to wrap in February in Buffalo, New York. The bulk of the dates are rescheduled, but the band added three new cities: Pittsburgh, Orlando, and Philadelphia. Now, if you have tickets, all those previous tickets purchased will be honored for the new dates, while tickets for the new shows will go on sale at 10 a.m. local time on April 12th.
Yeah.
So they're going to be back here October 14th, and if you're lucky, you may see one horn-blowing Carl Middleman.
I'll be there. And Black Crows are opening up.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be a good show.
So I saw Black Crows and Aerosmith in 1990 at the arena for the Pump Tour. And now, 34.
I don't know why that's funny to me, but
now they're back.
34 years later, they're coming.
And
back.
His throat is fine now, I guess.
We're the eighth show on this.
All right, so let's keep our fingers crossed.
Hopefully, he makes it. It looks like Margot Robbie is going to produce a Monopoly movie, a film based on the classic board game. Hasbro, who owns the property, building, and rent collecting game in Lionsgate, said that in a press conference yesterday that Robbie's production company, Lucky Chap, is bringing the game to the big screen. There's really no information about this yet. There's no possible release date. They don't know who's going to star in it. But if there's not fistfights and crying and game boards being flipped over, it's not really Monopoly.
Oh, wow.
I think that sounds interesting.
Maybe in the updated version, New York City confiscates all the properties.
I don't know how they're going to do this.
Do the squatters stay at the houses?
Yeah, it's going to be a whole new take on Monopoly.
Is there a Mr. Moneybags?
Yeah. And then you got to debate if he had the monocle or not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You seen that?
Yeah.
Let's keep on with board games. It looks like one of the world's most popular board games is getting a new version. Mattel unveiled Scrabble Together yesterday, adding a second side to the classic Scrabble board game to make gameplay more accessible for anyone who finds word games intimidating.
So if you're stupid, it's easier. Is that what you're saying?
Well, Mark, if you can't handle the pressure, it's too much.
Yeah, it's Scrabble Together.
Snowflake Scrabble, is that the name of it?
Yes.
It allows players to work as a team to complete goal cards at their chosen challenge level.
So it's original Scrabble. Normal Scrabble is still a thing. They're just adding this.
Yeah, it's on the back, basically, on the board.
So if you can't cut it on the front, you can flip to the back.
Yeah, they had a story out saying some people, or the younger generation, was saying, but it's too much pressure, and I feel like I'm competing against. It's too much for me.
That's the point of a game, competition.
Hello.
I will crush you.
I think they made it for people like me who cannot spell. So,
well, I don't know that that's true, but we'll go with that.
I'm giving you an excuse.
Okay.
A slowdown in EV sales continues to snowball, with plummeting resale values acting as another roadblock. Over the past year, used EVs values have dropped faster than their gas-powered counterparts. Car search engine IC Cars said that the average price for a used electrical vehicle has fell up to 32%, while the average gas model slipped only 3.6%.
I wonder why. I just can't. Is it because of the cost to replace the battery? Possibly. People are a little nervous about it.
They said that EVs, high prices, charging, lack of choice, and drive range are other things that are going into why people are not buying them.
Well, the fact that it's cold and you can't
exactly
work the charging stations.
Or the fact that if you were stuck in all that traffic on 55 trying to get to the eclipse the other day.
Hours.
I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah.
You probably would have run out of juice.
You're SOL.
Yeah.
So is the secret to glowing skin found in snail slime? Because plenty of TikTokers seem to think so. Snail mucus is it's surged in popularity in the United States in the most recent years as a skincare ingredient, with people touting its supposed benefits on TikTok and other social media platforms. Though rubbing snail mucus into the skin might seem like a recipe for acne breakout, dermatologists actually say the benefits may include increased hydration. So even the dermatologists are saying it works.
So go find a snail and rub it on your face.
Yeah.
Just let it walk on you.
What do you think? Sue, are you an escargot fan?
The time that I take skincare advice or any advice from TikTok.
Thank you.
It'll be a cold one.
That's a great point.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.